Welcome to the 20th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin. And that's it for this week.
We assumed no one wanted to come, and then everybody wanted to come, and
that's our bad.
Yeah.
Poor planning on our part, but that's okay. It's a special 20th edition, and we figured it would just be the two of us.
Well, I'm proud of us for making it to 20, at least.
Yes, that's 21 weeks of filming.
Right.
Or, because, well 21 weeks.
Weeks. They've been trying to do this. That one time.
Yes.
But, I'm really proud that we've actually gotten together every week and filmed this.
Yes.
Usually I'm way too lazy for that kind of shit.
Well, that's pretty straightforward, especially since I do all the editing.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do
much. Yeah, you just show up and talk, and that's it.
But the editing has also become really streamlined.
Yes, so, we figured it out.
Before it took hours. Anyways, yeah. Quick thing before we
get started.
Yeah, I guess. We have 4 spots left for Anime Expo.
Yes, and that is only 3 weeks away now.
A month away? A month.
A month. Okay. Well, today's
It's like a little under.
Yeah.
It's under a month.
Just under a month.
More than 3. 3.5. So if you want to
still shoot with us.
If you go to our website and go to the page, there's actually like a
EliteCosplay.com/AX15.
Correct. Or just EliteCosplay.com and then go dig and find it yourself. I don't know.
People don't like to do that. We'll put a link in the link dump.
There's actually like a chart that Kevin made for me, and it says, you know, it has the times and the day, and then it'll say like if it's reserved or not, so you can easily see what is available and what's not. Easier than before. Before it was really confusing.
It was
for
a
people,
list.
I think, yeah. And people weren't sure if that was the reserve times or the times available.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People would like say the time, and I was like, no, that's reserved.
I see.
But yeah, so it's really easy now to check it out. So if you're interested in that, go to leakcosplay.com/AX15. Yeah, I think that's all I had to say about cons.
Yes, well, we're halfway-ish done with anime pictures, I think.
I have 1 shoot left for day 2, and then I'll start on day 3, and that's it. Day 3 was our last day of shooting.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Should we break it into a third post? Or
no,
a second post?
It's fine.
All right.
And we talked about last week, Kevin and I were thinking about doing a Twitch, and we officially started that last Sunday.
Well, we beta tested it.
Yeah, we beta tested it. It was horrible.
Yes.
Because there was like an echo and we were really quiet. So after that, which was good. I don't think many people watched that one. So.
Good. And we didn't upload it because of how horrendous it was.
Yeah. So we got it down. We're trying to figure out a good schedule for us in terms of gaming. Kevin has also been making me Twitch.
Making her, yes.
Twitch.
Holding a gun to her back and saying she can't live
here
anymore.
Well, when I say making me, it means like, Holly, you should stream your editing. Holly, you're editing? Are you going to stream that? You're going to stream that, right? Yeah, you're going to stream your editing. So that's what I mean by making me.
Encouraging. It would be a better word for that.
Bothering.
Bothering.
So I've been streaming some of the edits I've been doing from Fanime. And obviously there can't be really a schedule with that because that's just kind of, I'm going to edit now, willy-nilly. That's been really well
accepted. Received?
Yeah, received. Yeah. I was going to say accepted, but yes, received.
Yeah.
So that's something we might do after cons. And we can kind of set up like a temporary schedule for that. But Kevin and I were thinking gaming on like, what was it, Friday nights and midday Sunday? Is what we're kind of thinking. Cause,
do we need a third day in there?
Supposedly, according to Steam, not Steam, Twitch, the best amount is at least 3 days a week to get like to get people to come and hang out.
Mm.
And I was like, that's a lot. It's like no wonder
and,
people
and more than like half hour, like multiple hours of streaming, so
like,
people can leave and come.
I was reading about it just for because we're just kind of doing it like as a thing. We're kind of not, you know, not being really serious about it.
Right.
And
we might as well show you, entertain you guys on what we yell at each other about anyway.
Yeah,
so.
We do it anyways. So. But people were like, "Oh yeah, you got to do it minimum 4 hours." And I was like, "What?" I mean, I understand why people do it full time now. I mean, you can barely do streaming like fourth time. I don't know. I don't want to call it halftime because, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you can't just be like, I'm going to stream for like an hour and then go home or go to sleep, you know? It's like, you got to stream all day. I don't know. It's crazy. It's not what I thought, you know? I've never, we've done like live streaming on YouTube, but that was just like, eh, it's an hour and no one watches it. And then we're like, okay.
Right.
But man, it's a commitment for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now we're a little bit limited, I guess, on the game supply that we have, because we'd like to play co-op and multiplayer-ish games on the same computer so we can both.
And there's not a lot of games that do that.
No. There's a lot of games that have multiplayer, multi-computer multiplayer, but
yeah, then obviously.
You're only going to be looking at one person's perspective.
We were this close to playing Terra on stream, or I keep playing stream, on Twitch last night.
You can call it stream.
Streaming, I don't know.
Terra.
We're really close. And then Kevin was like, I don't know. We were both just like, eh.
We can do it.
Yeah.
We just need, we could get a second webcam, plug it into the computer, and then just hook it up and like run a really long cable to my computer.
The webcam we have right now is super fancy. Or I think it's fancy because the webcam I grew up with was like pure shit. Yeah. And the ones on the Macs are just like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, the ones on the Macs are okay.
I mean, they're good. They're solid for like doing a video call and like doing stuff. But like if you want to take like a picture or like actually do streaming, the Mac webcam is not gonna, it's not good. So I bought us this Logitech webcam years ago
when we C902 for those wondering.
When we were gonna do, when we talked about last week, when we were doing the live streaming
at cons,
and it didn't work out at all. So I was like, well, I just totally bought this like fucking webcam in vain. And the only time we've been using it is when we like video chatted with Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this really high quality like webcam in like Skype or GChat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally now we actually get to utilize the thing. They're actually, I mean, I don't, it's not that expensive for what it is.
You got it on sale.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Yeah, you got it on sale randomly. It went up like $20 after you bought it.
Oh, it did.
And then now
I feel like I bought it for like $69, I want to say, but
I think you had it for $59.
Okay. It's still, yeah, it might have been $59.
And then it went up to $99 after we got it, and then now it's back down to $69. So it's,
oh, okay.
It's, I mean, it's pretty good. It's a Logitech.
And it's 2 years plus now old. Yeah. So
is it 2 years? Oh man, yeah, we've been here for 2 years.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So
it's still selling and it's for that
still,
price.
Yeah, it's still really, really good quality for those who are interested in a webcam. Yeah. And also, I just got to off say, I'm so glad it's lemonade season. I'm chugging some friggin' Newman's Own lemonade. It's just like the perfect amount of like tangy and sweet. Like I hate when I can't order lemonade from restaurants because they're always fucking like just sugar pile and I'm just like, ugh. I'm sorry.
I'm not a big lemonade fan.
Oh, this one's great. I should have just gotten the pink lemonade because no one drank the lemonade.
I told you to get the pink lemonade. You didn't want
to. We went to a barbecue and I was like, I'm gonna bring lemonade. And everybody was excited and then no one drank it. Someone made a Prosecco lemonade drink with my lemonade and I was like, that's gross.
I drank it. It was okay. Not too bad. It was.
Prosecco's kind of sweet.
Tart, I guess. Mm. It was not bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, new
Kevin
stuff.
Kevin has a card of things
yes,
that he wrote.
I was prepared today, unlike somebody else who just decided to talk about lemonade instead.
I wanted to share my love of lemonade. I mean, Newman's Own, y'all. Do it. Go. Talk about your robo suit.
Yeah. So
Kevin's been freaking out about this.
Yeah. Well, not robo suit. Well, okay, fine. That was later. So initially, I was just kind of looking around on the internet for stuff, and I found a guy that made a really good set of tutorial videos on how to make a BB-8. That's the new R2 style robot that sits on the ball that was in the Star Wars preview.
Yeah, and it rolls around.
It just rolls around on a preview. So he had a tutorial, like end to end, everything you need to know.
Every detail?
Yeah, everything. He recorded everything.
And it wasn't like jump sequence.
No,
like,
no,
I got
it was,
from here to here.
No, it was like, here's how I plastiform or how I vacuum formed the dome piece for the robot.
Wow.
Here's how I painted it. Like every detail. There was like I think there's like 8 videos.
We should do that for our Build It series and see who makes the best robot. I'm just kidding. How much do you think that costs?
That whole thing? If I had to buy it, about $300 probably.
Just
$300 or $400. Yeah.
That's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, so he used an Arduino, which is like $30, as the control is the brain of it. Four motors, a motor controller, a gyroscope sensor, and an XYZ sensor. Yeah, I think the most expensive parts probably were just the plastic to make the dome. and like learning, like he had trial and error, like all the mistakes.
Well, he did airbrush it too, and that's pretty.
Well, he already had the airbrush dust from this.
But
video.
If you're a person who doesn't,
yeah, okay, fine. If
according to Lillian, it was totally worth it.
Yeah, airbrushing is really. Yeah. And if you are to buy an airbrush for your painting projects, don't cheap out on it because I had a cheap airbrush when I was making model cars. And it would just cough paint, so you'd get like
splatters. Blap.
Yeah, it just like spit paint out. And to be fair, it's partly my fault, but my dad used to paint cars, so he had a really nice airbrush. And I was like, I'm just borrowing this, dad. He's like, whatever. And it was a lot better.
Your dad has so much stuff.
Yes.
Like, when I was building a, what do you call it? Resin.
Yes.
Like,
light up.
Orb with LEDs inside of it. Yeah. And all Kevin and I brought was the mold and the resin. And then we're like, Kevin's dad, we need all these LEDs. And he's like, come down to my basement. And then he had just like drawers full of different. He's like, what color would you like? Do you want this kind of yellow or this kind of yellow? They look kind of different. And I was just like, Jesus. And then you had all the wires and the soldering. And like, it's like we didn't need anything. Your dad has like everything.
Yes. That house is the ultimate DIY house. If you want to build anything, there's like wood, metal, craft, anything.
When they move, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, no, that garage has been modified from the original floor plans to
But are they going to move all of that stuff?
Yes.
Wow. It's a lot of stuff.
Yes. His toolbox alone is about the size of a small car.
Yeah, it takes up like a whole wall.
It does take up a whole wall.
Yeah. Yep. So if you guys want to build stuff, go to Kevin's dad's house.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome over there. I wish I still lived there every once in a while because he has every tool for everything.
Sometimes Kevin's like, well, we could do this if we were at my parents' house.
Yeah, because there's a tool for this and I know how to do it with that tool. I don't know how to do it with anything else.
Yeah.
But anyway, this guy, yes. His YouTube channel, by the way, is James Burton. So
and he's British, right?
Yeah, he's British,
so he's got a fancy accent for those Americans.
And he has like a 40-part video on how he built a Hulkbuster Iron Man cosplay. It's insane. Everything moves, like, it's walkable.
Yeah, like, he got into it, and he's just like, it looked easy to walk in.
Yeah.
Relatively easy, not like, I'm, dying.
Right, and nothing falling off. I mean, so a lot of his stuff, from what I can tell, is 3D printed. If you do want to build similar stuff to him, everything he does is he puts up on GitHub or something like that. So it's all open source. So if you want to copy, if you want to copy what he has, most of his plans are available. And you could just.
This guy's amazing.
Yeah, this is why I got excited as soon as I started like watching his videos. I was like, why?
He's super detailed in his tutorials. He makes crazy things. Yep. He gives it for free.
Yes.
So you can 3D print it yourself and then follow along. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to make a Hulkbuster cosplay.
Let's check him out. James Burton. xrobots.com, apparently. He mentions that a lot. So he might be the owner of that or post a lot there or something. I don't know.
Like a member,
Yeah. I'm super excited. I've got to watch through a few more of his videos to see what else he's got. But the ones that I've seen are spot on. Well done. Good job.
Yeah, you.
Yes.
Not watching.
Yes.
So Fallout 4? That came out like crazy.
Well, got announced.
Well, I mean, what is it? Like, earlier in the week, it was like, countdown. And then the next day, it was like, it's out. Like, there wasn't any, like making us wait for months. Is basically just...
Well, it's because they've been saying no for all these years. Anytime anything has come up...
How did they keep it? Oh, no.
It's because they always say...
That one guy got mad and tried to...
Yes, one guy did leak,
try to leak
the details on Reddit, and everybody laughed at him and
said... No one believed him.
Boston, bullcrap, and just everything they were making fun of. But, no, there have been multiple leaks, and then every time Bethesda is just like, no, anything you've heard about Fallout 4 is false. We're not even working on it.
I can't believe they got away with that. Usually it's like, no.
Right.
Like, even Apple's like, no, and then it comes out.
Right. Everybody expects it.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Yeah. So it was kind of a shock. I mean, it makes sense. It's been 4 years since New Vegas. No, 5 years since New Vegas.
And then even more. Between...
And then 2008 was Fallout 3. So, yeah, it's been a long time. So I'm wondering if there's going to be a resurgence of Fallout cosplays. Because I remember when we first started Elite Cosplay.
Yeah. Did you see some?
Yeah, there were some, and then it started just trailing off, and then I'm betting it's going to come right back.
I always talk to you. Kevin really likes TF2, And I'm always like, there's always TF2 cosplay. Every con. You won't even see it for a while, and then there's like there, and then there'll be like the whole group.
That's been out for a long time too.
Yeah, that one's been out for a long, long time.
Yeah, 08, 07, 07, yeah, 08.
And people still cosplay as it. So.
Well, it's because it went free, is what happened. Like when it went free 3 or 4 years ago, 4 years ago? Yeah. Yeah, when it went free and then everybody freaked out about the hats, that's when it got super popular again. Mm. And it's because...
But still even that, like...
Well, it's because it's not a regular game. It's not like they're not trying to be real. It's cartoon. Yeah. And cartoon doesn't age. You know, you can't say like, oh, look at the graphics from here to here. You know, it just looks like cartoons.
Like between cel-shaded, GTA 4 and GTA 5 is like...
Right. It's horrible.
Well, when you go back into GTA 4, you're like, oh.
I haven't played GTA 4. I have to take a look at that.
Yeah. So that's something to look forward to. I mean, that was just sudden and crazy to me. It's like, So now Half-Life, right?
Yeah. We'll see. That's been a lot longer, so.
So there is this guy, and I can't remember his name, and now I have to get up and look at it. Oh, geez.
See, this is why we write things down and bring it to the table, because I would not remember these things.
So I found out about this this past week, and I guess it's been going on since like 2011 or something, but there's this guy that goes by one of his names. His company is Jim Logan Props.
Okay.
And I guess he's been, you know, just screwing people over like
okay
for years. Like, so he'll you know, he has his page or whatever, and he shows all these props he makes. And I honestly believe, because he has an Etsy site and he has sold stuff before, that he actually does make props, or did at one point, and was medium to relatively good at it.
Okay.
But I think he is, well, first of all, scummy, and second of all, just got like way too overwhelmed. So it's like combination of like scum plus overwhelm.
Okay.
But he will say, you know, people will be like, hey, I'd like to commission, you know, a prop. And he'd be like, yeah, great, you know, and he'll get really into it, and he'll, you know, chat back and forth, and then he'll just like stop replying.
Okay.
But he's already taking your money.
Okay.
And these props, you know, cost, you know, 500, 600. Some of the smaller ones cost, you know, 200. Right, or okay.
So like, and what, then, like guns or knives, or?
The person that had wrote this post that I was reading was commissioning like a full like helmet thing. And that one was costing them about $500. And basically they were like, I don't care about the price, you know, like, you do good work. I understand it's a lot of effort, you know, to make this thing. So just, you know, here you go. And they would be like, they wanted to wear it to New York Comic Con, I guess, a couple years ago.
Okay. A couple years ago. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. This was from like 2011.
Okay.
And then they were like, you know, once the con got closer, like, hey, just checking in, you know, da 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 da. And then, like, after New York Comic Con, they're like, I just want my thing, you know?
Right.
Never got it. And I guess he's done it to a bunch of people.
Okay.
And he's changed his, like, name, or Facebook page name, and any, like, criticism he gets, he just deletes it.
Hmm.
And this person...
This is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Why has nobody sued him yet for it?
I don't know. I mean, it would be better if everybody just band together and did it, because it would be small claims otherwise.
Well, right. You're not going to get a class action against them, because that'd be millions of dollars, minimum millions of dollars. You would get...
So it would have to be, everyone would have to file small claims
against him, yeah. But it'd be really bad for him, because the small claims would be filed in the state that the person purchased it from, so he'd have to fly to every state that anybody bought anything from. So it'd really be a hard thing for him to win any of those cases. But yeah, this is a lawsuit. Like, why has nobody sued him yet? This is exactly what the small claims court is for, is to sue people when they screw you out of your money.
You know, she's been... I think it's a girl. I don't know. They've been contacting everybody that has either, like, talked about it on Twitter or Facebook or, you know... And basically, they calculated that the people that they know of, he screwed $11,000 out of total. There's probably more of people they don't know about, you know?
But look at all this time and effort you're putting into doing an irrelevant thing of calculating how much money somebody stole. Just sue the man and say, listen, I gave the man $500 to make me this helmet. I asked for this delivery date, and no response since then. So
right. Because I think the people are trying to do it through, like, they're trying to get the money back through PayPal, but since like it took so long,
yeah, it's already passed.
They can't get the money back.
There is a statute of limitations. This is, oh my god.
Oh, Kevin's getting angry.
This is woo! No. Once you violate your contract agreement, and it's like beyond a reasonable amount of time, then you have to sue them because, like, I think the statute of limitations on this kind of stuff is like 2 to 3 years. So once you get outside that, you can't sue him for your money back. It's
well,
just
then this
like,
person can't sue them because it's been like 4 years. Yeah, if someone's not delivering the product
or giving you a timeline or giving you anything reasonable, like.
Oh, Kevin's getting so angry.
Like, if I gave someone $500 and I said, I need it on this date, and then they couldn't deliver it by that date, I'd be like, okay, fine, you know, and I still want it, but I still want it within, you know, a couple of months, maybe, tops. Yeah. And you can't do it in a couple of months, then it's like, okay, I need my money back.
Yeah.
And you can't give me my money back? All right, we're going to court to decide on this, because we had an agreement, you broke the agreement,
especially,
I gave you a reasonable
especially
doubt.
Especially when it's like over $100.
Yeah.
It's like, that's when...
Yeah.
What's the limit on 1,200? No, 2,000?
For what?
What's the limit on small claims?
5,000.
5,000, sorry.
Because then it tips into criminal activity after that.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, so... Yeah. I guess I didn't even think about that, honestly, when I was reading it. I was like, nah. But yes, I guess, I mean, if you... Because, I mean, we know someone who has gone through... Had to go through small claims. And...
Yeah.
It's not hard.
No, you have to serve.
You
like,
just have to commit.
The only
part is getting someone to serve the person,
right.
Which can be difficult.
Which costs you like maybe $60-$70
to hire a process server to serve
the person. But I mean, as long as you have a rough idea of where their schedule is, then you just say, "Hey, this is the person, and they work from these hours." Then go give them these papers and say, "You need to be in court." So, yeah, it's.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that they wouldn't sue someone at that point.
Yeah, especially for, you know, $500-$600.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I'm all against, you know, the frivolous lawsuits.
Yeah,
and
don't
junk
they'll be
like
oh, I didn't like the dent that was in the side. I'm
right.
Like, seriously, come on, get out of here.
Yeah.
But yes, if someone's
he literally stole from you
giving
at this
you
point.
The end product, then yeah, like you said, he's literally stealing.
Yeah, took your
from
money,
you.
Didn't give you anything.
Wow, yeah. Well,
maybe
kids.
You should comment on that post and say, "Yeah, should you might still be able to get away with something. You might still be able to sue something."
No,
bed,
because
but,
like you said, there's the limitations.
Yeah, but I don't know necessarily state by state and all changes. I am not
true.
A lawyer, so don't listen to half of what I'm saying. Maybe half would be okay, but
it's just advice. Look
yeah.
into it if someone has screwed you out of $500+.
Don't yes.
yep. Anyways. Wow, I didn't think you would get so feisty about that.
Well, I hate when people take things that aren't theirs for bad reasons. Scummy people. It's like Kickstarter. Sorry.
Some Kickstarters.
I have things against, yes, some Kickstarters.
Yes, if you want to look at funny Kickstarters, what is it? Reddit?
Shitty Kickstarters.
Shitty Kickstarters.
Yes, hilarious. People asking for money. Like today, there was a... you know how those remote control helicopters got really popular a couple of years ago?
The camera ones?
No, just the stupid...
Oh, the mini ones.
Yeah, the
yeah,
mini
like
ones.
In the mall. Yeah.
So someone on Kickstarter had one of those, and it was like a kick... It was that, and then they took like a piggy bank shell and then clamped it over the helicopter instead.
So it was like a flying pig?
It was like a flying pig, and they wanted a kick like... $500,000 to mass produce these stupid flying pigs. And someone's like, I bet if I go to Alibaba, I can probably find this. And this guy's just reselling because a lot of people just find stuff on Alibaba and just resell it on Kickstarter as a great idea.
What do you think cosplay wigs come from?
I know. But they don't need Kickstarters to
do
cosplay wigs. Anyway.
Did he find it on Alibaba? Oh, I was hoping you'd find
no,
it.
No, someone was like, I tried to find like either the pig mold or the helicopter bits.
Yeah.
Just piece it together or something like that, but he couldn't find it.
That'd be really funny if it was on Alibaba.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, I don't know. But yes, the production issue, I can see it being an issue, but at this point, he's just screwing people out of money. Because, what was it? Like the cooler with the battery, the radio and the blender and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, that got like 5,000% per funding. They got like $5 million, something stupid, or $2 million, and they were asking for like $100,000.
And they couldn't finish it, right?
Ooh, they're really behind schedule right now. I don't even think
now we're just getting into Kickstarter, but I know. There's one where it's like the water or the bottle and it tells you how many calories is in it. And I like people bought it and they're still not.
Well, yeah, it's because people don't
water,
understand.
Zero.
Well, there was
like,
another.
How does it know what's in it?
Because it doesn't exist. It
doesn't exist.
The technology
and he
doesn't
over-promised
exist.
And now he's going to underdeliver.
Yeah.
There's, Kickstarter is, some of it is definitely like, oh, that's like a crazy, amazing technology dream.
Yes.
You know, but, and I think a lot of it is just like funding, like, research on Git. You know what I mean? Like,
well, okay, so here's what I've found. I mean, someone explained it really well, and it's like, if your product wasn't good enough to get an investor involved, and you're having to go to Kickstarter, there's something wrong with your product that you're not seeing, or like your investor didn't tell you to warn you about, and you know that's
well,
why you have to go to Kickstarter.
They didn't even try to get an investor. They were just like, let's do Kickstarter.
I don't know, because I don't know.
Like,
Pebble is like a good example of, it was such a good idea and they didn't want it. I don't know if their investment firm didn't give them enough to go and build it, but Kickstarter did a good job for them. But for a lot of reasons, investors are smart people and they will be willing to give, like, they're willing to give you millions of dollars if you had a genuinely good idea.
I was gonna say, what about those Instagram sunglasses? What'd they call them? The ones where it's like
Gram Instaglass.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't remember,
like,
what you're talking
Instagram
about.
Instagram for your eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
God,
Jesus Christ. And it got like a bajillion percent funding. And I was like, Jesus.
But see, the problem is, people
all
don't,
it is a sunglass
with
different colors.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sunglasses already
here,
are Instagram.
Yeah.
That one made me really angry that people were like freaking out about them. And I was like, this is so
mad.
Anyways.
Yes. And then people forget about taxes on Kickstarter and stuff like that, and then they screw themselves even harder.
What do they think? Like, money's just free? I don't know.
Well, I mean, think about this. If you were just doing, you know, making your leather bags one at a time and selling one leather bag a month, and then suddenly 500 orders came in and you had 10 grand in your pocket. And you didn't know, because you would normally, you know, it was all easy peasy, and now you have to deal with new taxes and out-of-state taxes and shipping to other places and stuff like that. Like, people don't realize the complexities of, like, running huge-scale operations.
Yes. I'm going to say there's this business that was at Cons that I have personally purchased from, because they're super cute. But they suddenly stopped being around. Like, no word, just stopped. And everybody was like, and it wasn't like they weren't fulfilling orders. It was like they fulfilled all the orders and then just stopped.
Okay.
And everyone on like their Instagram or Tumblr or Facebook was like, where are you? Like, what happened? You know? And then they even found the person's like personal and they were like, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And this person is still around, and they've actually kind of restarted their Tumblr, but they're not selling anymore, but they're still making the products for themselves, I think. But I think, to me, my hunch is that something got weird with taxes or something.
Is it worth mentioning their name or describing? Tell me more about their product.
Why?
What did they
do? I don't know.
Is it like
calling someone out when it's not
true?
Could
it be like a copyright violation where they got like a cease and desist and said, you can't be making these and selling them for money?
No, because it wasn't, it was like original.
All original?
Bits.
All
yeah.
right. All right.
I'll say, I have the shirt of them that you forgot I had that's currently hanging in the bathroom to dry.
Oh, okay. All right. Huh. Interesting.
And those are just, that's not copywritten.
Okay.
So,
but
me,
you never know. There could be. So, I'm on a tangent here, real quick.
No, oh, guys.
Hello
oh, guys,
Kitty
guys.
And somebody else. Hello Kitty has that bunny guy, and then
yes.
There's an Eddie or Edgar or something bunny that's owned, I think, by Nickelodeon or something, or I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Because
they
there's
got,
a bunny that looks similar.
Yes, there's a bunny that looks similar. It has fewer features. Anyway, they got in a copyright lawsuit. Like, these bunnies look similar, but it's just a generic bunny with legs that are standing up
Think
wearing
about
a shirt.
All the bears that look like Rila Kuma out there right now.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So they got in a lawsuit with each other, and then whenever the tsunami hit
Japan,
they decided to settle the lawsuit, and then any money that Hello Kitty won would just go to the tsunami victim. So they got like $2.5 million or something for it. So cease and desist are serious businesses. So.
I mean, it could be another thing. I didn't think about that, but I guess I've personally never seen something
that looks similar close to theirs, enough, right?
But it could. But to me, I was like, the first thing I thought when I noticed they weren't around anymore, I was like, I bet it's taxes. I don't know why I thought that. I was just like, taxes are really confusing. And especially if you're a small business, it's just, it can get out of control. And it was just like suddenly, like, no more, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They don't sell anymore, and I kind of wish they do.
Yeah. So, pay your taxes, kids. Two things in life are certain. Taxes, yep. Death.
Wow. That's really depressing.
That is a very old... what's the word? Saying, nope. Not saying, what is it?
Anyways.
Okay, anyway.
How we doing on time, man?
I lost track of time, but I think we're getting pretty close.
Okay. Because I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm done too then. Well, anything else that I can think of, we'll talk about next week, I guess.
Yay. If
I write it down.
We did a good job. Oh. Yeah. Woo. Yes. I just want to remind people that this is also available on iTunes.
Oh, right.
Just saying. I just like to remind people sometimes.
Yes. Or you can stream it from our website too.
Yeah, you can do that. I enjoy listening to my podcasts on the iTunes.
On your commute.
On my commute, on the bus. So yes. That's something fun to do. Yeah, and that wraps up the 20th episode. Yay, milestone.
Yay. Woo. 20 weeks.
And we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.